After day one of the tourney, we felt this song best summed up how our brackets look.
Everybody hurts sometimes.
It looks like a blindfolded three-year-old kid took a red marker to our brackets yesterday.
Sometimes everything is wrong.
Sarah, how do we move on from this?
Well, Butler plays today, so you still have some hope.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
Sadly, we can't say the same for NC State. If you watched March Madness
yesterday,
Duke made it on to the next round, but sadly, the Wolfpack lost yesterday. Sarah, I'm sorry because that's your alma mater.
I know. I named my bracket after what I was hoping their trajectory would be. I called my bracket wishful thinking because I wanted them to go to the Final Four, and I had them in the Final Four of my bracket.
I got them in the final game.
No, I didn't have them in the final game.
Oh, you're not a true fan then.
Oh.
Brian, be nice.
There's nothing I can say to ever convince him that I'm a fan of NC State.
Sarah, you admit that you're not the biggest sports fan, so
I'm not.
Curious how you went about picking out your teams in your bracket.
Well, I like to base it on feeling and about stats from the 1992 season, which was the last time I paid attention to basketball. So, I mean, I went through yesterday, and for example, Xavier was taking on Texas South. I love the X-Men. So I went for Xavier because he's one of the X-Men. It's Xavier, but close enough. Purdue is taking on CSU Fullerton, so I went with CSU Fullerton because I only buy Tyson chicken. So I'm not going to pick Purdue. And then Charleston is going to take on Auburn, and I'm going to go with Charleston because that's where I spent my 40th birthday. See the method?
How
it pertains to me personally.
Better than my mom's of just picking her favorite colors.
I don't even know the colors of all these teams.
And it's really worked out for Sarah because she's second to last place in our March Madness tournament.
And I am proud of that.
Good for
you,
Sarah.
I really am.
It's 2 Minute and a Mom on Mix 101.5. Maybe wishful thinking will take home the title next year.
Oh, yeah. Every year that's going to be the name of my bracket.